This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Caroline Keyes, a musician, writer, and teacher living in Missoula, Montana. In addition to teaching music, writing songs, and working as a musician, Keyes is also a poetry instructor for the Missoula Writing Collaborative, a local nonprofit dedicated to putting working writers in classrooms.
Keyes reflects on a recent teaching experience from a class where a student's clever prank reveals the importance of having a safe place to question and explore self-expression. She writes,
"This last fall, I was teaching a poetry class in Arlee, a small Montana town on the Flathead Reservation, just after the first snow fell on the mountains. A junior high student in my poetry class, one in a set of identical twin brothers, turned in a poetry exercise in which he was asked to replicate one of the most famous and enigmatic poems, titled This Is Just to Say, by the modernist poet William Carlos Williams. The assignment asked him to rewrite Williams' mysteriously potent form with something from his own life. The student's poem began like this. This is just to say, yes, we have switched classes. You thought I was the other twin, and you have finally figured it out. Sweet, I thought. The kid simultaneously messed around with the school-imposed structure on his day and totally nailed the sorry, not sorry, tone that I was hoping my students would synthesize after our Williams session that week. Also, I love a good prank. Many cultures believe you cannot pray until you have laughed. In the days after my good chuckle about the clever way my student had confessed to disrupting the established norm by shape-shifting and coming to class as someone else, I began to meditate on my choice to bring Williams's poem in my class in the first place. It occurred to me that the content of This Is Just to Say, the casually stolen plums, and the subsequent nuanced and intimate apology might sound dissonant to some of my students on the Flathead Reservation. I wondered how best to respond. I thought about my role as a teacher, which is, in this case, to provide a safe place for student expression. The following week, I acknowledged to my classroom community that thus far we had read poetry prompts mostly by dead white guys, and it was time to change that. Together we began to read Leslie Marmon Silko and to research poets from the Flathead Res. We recommitted to the safe space that our poetry class provides, and we continued to express our longing, our outrage, our sarcasm, our hope.
Keyes pairs her reflection with that poem mentioned by Williams, titled This Is Just to Say.
Williams was a practicing medical doctor born in New Jersey in the early 20th century. He was awarded the Pulitzer Prize posthumously in 1963 for his collection titled Pictures from Bruegel and Other Poems. He writes,
"This is just to say, I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious, so sweet, and so cold."
A poem by William Carlos Williams.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.